Hey, Mark Rosen here. There's nothing I like better than
the Beaver.
Tell me about your brass.
The Beezer.
I'm sober enough to know what I'm doing, and I'm drunk enough to really enjoy doing it.
Dan Marrero.
Dildos are not essential items.
Weekdays at 3 on The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy. That is good news.
It is the 9th day of June, 2022. Good morning, everybody. Happy 69 day. I don't know if that's a thing, but it is on the Power Trip Morning Show. Yeah, we got a lot to get to today. So Carly will be in. The great Tommy Olsen returns. No Ben Lieber, no Mark Rosen, but plenty to get to. Let's get her started with Jim Gaffigan on Harry Guys at the Pool. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Come on in now. I'm glad you're here.
I saw a guy this summer at the pool. He was probably 60, had his shirt off, all body hair. For a second, I thought they were shooting a Geico commercial. This guy was, he was so hairy, I had to stop my youngest son from trying to pet him.
Let him smell your hand first, son.
This guy was hairy, and he was walking around the pool with a confidence like he'd spent a lifetime dealing with hairy situations. And no one said anything, but everyone had the same thought. Please don't go in the pool. No one's prepared to see you shake dry. And this man walked right by everyone and he sat down next to an attractive woman. And I was so impressed. That woman could look beyond this man's appearance and focus solely on his wallet.
Disappointed!
You could say yesterday was Zach Halverson Day because he was the guy who threw out the first pitch at the Saints game, but today is 6-9.
Nice.
So pretty much Zach's favorite day of the year.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. It's June 9th, 2022, and it's the Power Trip Morning Show. I'm Corey. That's Chris. That's Paul. Max is here. Zach is here. Tommy Olsen on the way in. Carly Zucker on the way in. No Rosie.
Aw.
No Lieber.
No Rosie.
That's fine. Yesterday we had nobody and it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
We were told it was our best show we've ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were praised.
Not good for the weekly guests. When we do the show by ourselves for the first time in about 6 years and all of the bosses go, best show you've ever done.
Yes.
Stop having other people in.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
They said.
Even I was praised.
They said a little less Zach is what.
I think that's what they led with.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was so out of character, in all seriousness, that I was down here doing some work, and Abbott called my cell phone and said, you got to get down here. They're praising you.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Zoinks.
Yeah, Swedberg said so many nice things, he had to start over when you walked down. I'm like, all right, let me say this again.
I know.
That's amazing.
I know, it's amazing.
I'm not even mad.
Yes. Well, this show doesn't get that much.
In any way.
No.
In any form of
nope. But we did.
This Father's Day, treat Dad.
Well, jeez. That was really loud.
That was super loud. What are we treating Dad for?
Herpes.
And oh.
There is no fuzz on that.
Okay.
Right on.
Yeah.
There's no fuzz on that, guys.
So anyway, we're the Power Trip Morning Show. We're with you until 9 o'clock.
We sure are.
I mentioned that Zachary Halverson was going to throw out the first pitch at the Saints game. I was there. I watched it happen.
How bad was it?
Jeez, look out.
Oh.
Well,
airmailed it.
My mistake.
Just chucked it way over the top of the catcher. It almost hit the backstop.
It went over the plate.
Over the plate and over the catcher and almost over the stadium.
The catcher was short.
Was it the catcher's fault?
Yeah. That's usually what I say.
All right.
Jeez.
Man, Zach, that was hideous.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. That's horrific. I mean, at least, Zacho, you didn't bounce it. That's important. But you're in a no-win situation. Now you're the Baba Booey of this show.
Well, no, the win situation was just rip a strike.
Yeah, he's not gonna.
Not throw it into the third row.
Well, yeah. Let's see you do it in a few weeks, huh?
No, I said hard pass.
He never does anything like that, Zach.
No, it's not worth it. This see? Is why. You got to understand risk versus reward, Zach. Zach, if you threw a strike, how much would we have talked about it right now?
We wouldn't.
Exactly. This is not a win-lose situation. It's a lose-lose situation. If you throw a strike, nobody cares.
Guess what?
Every but, other yeah. pitch is this. In fact, I said it to you before you threw it. Your mom and your brother were trying to give you advice about, you know, just make sure you follow through, just release it. And I go, Zach, just chuck it. Who cares? The best thing possible is that you hit somebody in the face.
Yeah, you injure someone. Yes.
Right. If you throw a strike.
Oh, that's right.
In a lot of ways, it's the worst first pitch of all time because nobody talks about it then.
Right.
Just don't worry about it. Just throw it. And you did. You threw it as hard as you could, and you hit a woman and three kids in the front row.
Were you trying to do that?
No, I everybody said you can't bounce it, so I may have overcorrected a bit.
Yeah, people do get in your head, don't they?
But yeah. I was, you know, and also the sun was like directly in my face.
Oh, looky there, he's alive. Hi, buddy boy. How are you?
But, so the sun was in your face.
Yeah, so I couldn't actually see the catcher.
Oh.
But
has that stopped you before when you can't
Never.
See the catcher?
Normally the catcher can't see you.
Yeah. Wow.
There's mirrors.
Yeah, I thought you were a better pitcher than that, Zacho.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, gang.
Yeah, oh. Zacho, that was hideous.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
That was cool, though, man. Cool opportunity. T.O., have you ever thrown out a first pitch?
Never.
Never. Would Never. You?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Why not?
You're athletic, though. You'd rip it. Like G-dubs. Remember George W. Bush just ripping a strike
after 9/11?
That's one of the best
coolest
moments.
Things I've ever seen.
Yeah. Ripped a strike.
Just ripped a strike.
I could rip a lucky strike. Oh.
Rip a lucky strike.
Did you think Zach could be a better pitcher than that, Tommy?
Well, I've heard he's a catcher.
I don't know where you're hearing that.
God, Max has got to keep his mouth shut.
I don't know where you're hearing that.
Wait.
Wait. Either way, Zacho, you did it.
Yeah, Zacho, good for you.
Good try.
Yeah, good try, yeah.
Were you,
get naked.
Were you pleasantly surprised either way by the reaction of the crowd when your name was announced and or after the pitch?
I didn't hear I was so focused on not screwing up. I don't know what the crowd reacted.
Messed
up that word.
Well, yeah. I can tell you the crowd reaction from the members of the iHeartMedia staff who were there. The members of that staff gut laughed after it hit the backstop.
Everybody gut laughed.
Yeah, that was half the fun.
I wasn't even there, but I heard it was a great time.
And, of course, everybody that videotaped it or taped it on their phones basically saying, I have a quick film of Zach throwing the first pitch. Like Donaldson tweeted me or texted me and said, should I tweet this? I go, yes.
Yeah.
Every one of you that has a video of this, please tweet it, post it, Instagram it, snap it, Tinder it. I don't care. Get it out into the ether as quickly as possible. So way to go, Zach.
Did anyone put it on Grindr?
You're asking the wrong guy.
I doubt it.
I'm going to cash those tickets.
Zacho, was it nerves? You think that's what it was?
It was a lot. I mean, the first time I threw a baseball like 5 years was yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, you go up there and the pressure's on and it's there's a lot to think about when you throw a ball.
Yeah. You know, I mean, well, I did. You know, when I go up, you know, when I. Well, you know, I well, you know that. Hey,
Max, hit him in the back.
All right, full transparency. Full transparency. I run into Zach before the game, before the first pitch, and he tells me he shows up to the Saints game, and they say, "Oh, Zach, you're throwing the last pitch. It's a ceremonial pitch after the game."
What?
And Zach goes, "Well, I'm not doing that. I'm leaving." So then the Saints say, fine, all right, we'll let you throw the first pitch before the game. Zach was going to ditch the ceremonial last pitch because he didn't want to sit there for 3 hours.
I can't blame him.
I don't blame him.
I can't blame him either.
I don't think that's a thing.
But I wonder if they were just messing with you.
They might have been. Because, yeah, I was...
Zach was about to throw a fit and go home.
I was like, yeah, I'm ready to go here. Ready to throw the first pitch. They're like, well, actually, the sheet here...
The what?
The what?
The sheet.
Would you clear your...
What is wrong with you?
It might be the mic. I don't know.
It might be the what?
The mic.
Yeah, it's the mic making you go, well, you know, and then I... Well, you know, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, well, God. Yeah,
yeah, it's the mic making every word a swear word.
Yes. Yeah, you said focus a moment ago, and I'm pretty sure it was a four-letter word.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're in the, whatever it is, the harbor hours, so say whatever you want.
The harbor.
Are you joking? Hour.
He's close. Yeah. Safe harbor.
It's a harbor hour. It's a boat cruise.
Man. Yeah. Arr. No, keep Zachary. Telling us, Zach.
Yeah, just the sheet.
Sorry, somebody from the Saints has to contact us and say, is the ceremonial last pitch a real thing?
It is.
But they might just tell whoever's throwing out the first pitch. This might be like an inside joke that they just mess with everybody.
100%.
Yeah, it's got to be a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait.
It was kind of funny.
The stadium's all time, though. Corey, did you have a good time?
It was fun, yeah.
God, yeah. Awesome. Stadium Wales.
Yeah.
How's baby girl? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, but this is, this is the sign of the next generation, because this is, you know, she's eight. She's not in your generation.
Yeah, yeah.
So we get there. She goes straight for the Dippin' Dots. She's getting fries, a pretzel. It's just trash, right? I've spent $1,000 and it's 6:30, right? The game's 30 minutes away. She's just crushing snacks. I take a picture of her. Post it, and from the second the post goes up on Twitter, the only scoreboard she cared about, because she didn't give a rat's ass about the baseball score, even though the Saints scored like 8 runs in the first. It was crazy. The only score she cared about the rest of the way was, how many likes does it have? Oh, it's got 27. 27? Like, blew her mind. Then it was 34. She's like, it just won't stop. And I'm like, yeah. And... now that it has over 300 likes, she can't believe it. She thinks she's famous.
Good for her.
300 likes? Like, that's not that much, sweetie. She's like, 300? She can't believe it. She thinks she's famous.
That's a lot. Yeah, good for her.
I don't think she watched a pitch. Except for Zach's.
Yeah.
Other than Zach.
And I had to explain to her, no, that was horrific, sweetheart. That was a terrible, terrible throw. That's why Daddy didn't volunteer.
You know what she watched closely more than anything?
What's that?
Those cheese curds.
Yeah, although she only had like 3.
But she was very territorial about them.
Oh, for God's sakes. I offered cheese curds to Zach and his group. She was like, No, are you joking? Oh, yeah.
She snapped them right away from Zach.
Like, no, don't share my cheese curds. Yeah. Calm down over there.
Curds are good.
I'm going hockey, and I'll get you more if we share them with Zach. For God's sakes, I'm not saying no. You've already spent $60.
Oh, yeah, so will I.
I'll have another.
This is what she was afraid, Zach.
I'll have another. I keep thinking Stone Cold's music.
I know. Same. Every time.
And the last pitch is something that is a thing.
Oh, that is a thing.
I looked it up. If you pay $100, you can do the ceremonial last pitch of the game.
Wow.
The Beezer.
I like that they, I like that they asked iHeartMedia, hey, if any of you on the air want to throw out the first pitch, we'll let you do it. And if like Dave Ryan had been like, I'll do it, they'd say, right this way, Mr. Ryan.
Correct.
But they're like, hey, who volunteered from iHeart? Zach Halverson did.
He's actually right here. Go ahead, Zach.
I will. You know,
Oh, it's Zach. Did we say first pitch? We meant ceremonial last pitch. 4 hours after the game.
I got a new impression, by the
way. Well, let's ask Zach, what were your thoughts on the last pitch? Well, I'm going to poop.
In one final argument that Sauce is just an elitist now and just has lost touch of the little people.
He really has.
iHeartMedia is invited to the St. Paul Saints game. The whole freaking crew shows up. Mm-hmm. Sauce goes to the Twins game.
Playing the Yankees.
Yeah, playing the Yankees. Yeah. I love the Saints, but they're playing the Yankees.
Plus, we're going there on the 29th, right?
That is true. Yeah, St. Paul Saints Power Team Day. Hey, babe. 1 o'clock on June 29th.
Hey, Zach, will you be there?
Wow.
Isn't that how you got sick?
Well, my God.
That turns greasy.
Yeah.
If any of you want to try doing a Zach Halverson impression at home, just spin around in circles and pretend you're drowning in quicksand.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say. No.
How was the Twins game?
It was great. They dominated 8-1.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Thomas, how the hell have you been? Man, it feels like it's been forever.
I don't even remember the last time I saw you guys.
It's a big boy job, man. It's been like a month, maybe.
I had training for work, and then I was up north in Fortune Bay golfing. Yeah. So I was out in New York.
Oh, that place wails.
And then Fortune Bay, all time.
Seen as a cabin up there.
Yeah, Reading Tower. Great spot. Oh, great little casino.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we stayed. It was fun.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah, it was super fun. So. Getting back into it now. Yeah, we're back. But I won't argue with your guys' bosses. Yesterday was the best show I've ever heard in a long time.
Is that right?
Thanks,
Tom. I'll see you guys never.
You're looking for a way out.
So yesterday Chris sent us a text and said you have something epic for us today.
Honestly.
Can you tease the listeners on what you have and when you're going to reveal this?
Yeah, so when Rise broke up, our management company said, if you hang on, I will put a band around you. And I said, cool, that'll be great. So that's when we formed Moonshine. We got together, wrote a bunch of songs, and we got a record deal with a small record label. They put us in this studio for 2 weeks up in the Hollywood Hills, and they hired a guy to engineer and produce it who was completely gacked out. I mean, just... And the quality of this record is terrible. But the song I'm going to play for you that I wrote when I was 22 years old.
22 years old.
God.
Is the horniest, most ludicrous thing ever pinned thrown into a microphone. Really? I am so embarrassed. It's just, I'm going to print out the lyrics. And at 6:20, I'll play the song for you so you guys can read along and not be distracted by trying to understand what I'm saying.
Oh, Lordy,
I don't think you're going to like the song.
I mean, Tommy and I might.
I think we like it.
But I do think you'll get a good laugh out of it. And I do also think that you'll be shocked if we don't get thrown off the radio because of how dirty it is.
Really?
Oh,
it's as blatantly horny as anything ever. And it's dumb. But it was my first time ever having complete creative control, and obviously I wasn't ready.
Damn. I can't wait, Daddy.
Well, speaking of Rise, how about Kel and Sauce yesterday at the Twins game? Sauce is wearing a Rise shirt, and Kelly's wearing the I'd Let Peter Watch for 100K shirt. Yeah.
Genius. Yes. Man, that's great.
Right before we left, she's like, do you want to change? And I was like,
no, I'm wearing a Rise shirt.
No, I'm wearing the Rise shirt.
I love it.
I love the Rise shirt.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Front Page Sports is next. Carly should be walking in a second. Tommy Olsen, how about that, T.O. Carly today?
How about that? Is she like a regular Thursday? I mean, I would love
Thursdays that you've missed so many Thursdays. Yeah. She's filled in for you. Now she was filling for Libra and Rosie today. She's just first off the bench, and Thursday seems to be the day. You guys like to skip Thursdays. I don't know. More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
On The Fan.
Oh, boy, it's lame.
Yes. Slam it.
Huge
slam. Slamming going on. Tommerson, glad you're back.
It's so good to be back. How'd you? You on your concert tour now? Are you just starting up?
Last night was day 8.
In a row?
No, we had 2 days off there. So
okay.
In 10 days, I've played 8 shows.
But it's almost over in St. Cloud, right? Where in St. Cloud?
Right. At Pioneer Place. Sold out tonight, and I think there are 2 tickets left for tomorrow. And then we play. Yeah. And then, and then we play Saturday in Champlin at Father Hennepin Days. And then I have a few days off, which is cool.
Look, I know technically there are 2 seats available for yesterday, but that's one of those you just sell. Let's say those 2 don't sell.
Yeah.
That's a sellout.
You let them out. Yeah.
You know?
Good for you, man.
You don't say we didn't sell out Friday if there's 2 tickets available. Yeah. That's a sellout.
Yeah.
Ozzy, that's great.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's fun. It's a lot, though. I'm not going to lie to you. My voice is a little tired, but it's been great. And Power Trip Quotes was in the house last night.
He's dead.
I blew kisses at him the entire night. Too much.
So wait, you guys are doing the A to Z bit, right?
That's right, yeah.
So is that artist title?
It's just artist.
Artist. So yep. This would be under H.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yes.
Or would it be under the O? I mean, does Hall get all the credit?
Well, that's a great point.
He's underrated.
Yeah, good point. Oats.
Oats.
Yeah.
Especially, when it comes to...
What are you doing, Huxley? Sorry.
We do. So this time of year, in the wintertime, instead of going out and just playing, rock and roll shows, the party band, we call it, mm-hmm. we do theme shows. So this theme is
sweet.
A to Z. So you don't know for sure what the A's band is going to be or what the B's band is going to be, who's going to sing it, any of that stuff.
All right, here's A.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah. So you were there.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep.
B. Here's B.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Can I ask a quick question?
Here's C.
Oh.
Yeah, and I sing this one.
Can you go to M? Did you fast forward to M?
Not yet.
Come on, everybody get out on the dance floor.
Here's D.
Oh, hell yeah! God, dancing whale.
Cassandra May does well. The female Cassandra May sings this.
Yeah, this song rips. What do you think Danzig's up to?
About 6'2".
He passed.
No.
You actually got offended.
Oh.
This is E.
Have I gotten any right yet?
Not a single one. But to be fair, there's a lot of bands under each letter, A lot to choose from.
F?
Yep, you got this one. Yep, we do Falco.
Just so you can go, superstar. That's the best part.
Wait. There you go, Tommy. Here's G. Oh, I mean, you have to do Garth if you did it. No?
No, we don't. But we should.
Zach, what song would you do?
So, Hogsy, so you guys just have a. And then, what H. day do you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
What day do I know what?
Do you know every day, like all summer?
Oh, yeah, so we have. Yeah,
great song.
I think we do 48 shows.
Oh, my God.
Up and like, and then football season starts. Yep.
Hey, that's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And so we do these two week run, and then we start the regular summer. But
for a C, do you do the Chris Hockey Band?
No.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. I'd be like, oh my God, look it out.
Here's I.
Oh. This song rocks. You've ever seen Peter Griffin sing this karaoke style? It's genius.
No, I haven't.
It's
no,
genius. I've never seen it either.
Here's Jay.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's a real chainsaw. There you go.
Sounds like you, Zach.
I was born in America.
How about Jackal working his way into a broken password clue?
I know, crazy.
He
wasn't here for that.
Oh.
No.
Oh, topical. Oh, Kate Bush.
This song Stranger Things. I love this song.
No. No.
There's L. This is for me and Creasel.
Is this LaBouche?
LaRue.
No, he doesn't have any LaBouche.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, what if he's got a huge bush on him?
Who, Corey?
Corey, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Corey, yeah.
It's massive.
It's all greasy.
For sauce. Here's M.
It's all greasy.
Oh.
Oh, this is an all-timer.
Oh, yeah.
Then this issue makes you want to go just do drugs.
Dude, on the Vegas Strip, with this crank in your AirPods.
Doesn't this make you want to go do
yes.
drugs?
The answer is yes.
What a song.
Oh,
I love this jam.
It never gets old.
I like the vibes to this song.
Who is this?
How do I not know this?
M83.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
Here's N.
Oh, God, this song?
Am I close? Is this the set list tomorrow night?
Seven of them right.
Am I going through the whole alphabet? Because so far, I'm pretty sure I'm going to.
Yeah, Corey, you're killing it so far.
Am I the only one that loves this song?
I don't even know what it is.
Popping up. Dump it off, breaking up when you know you want to. Listen, Tommy, this isn't for advice.
Makes it worse. No. Don't honestly, simply, kindly, but firmly. Don't make a big production. Don't make up a elaborate story. This will help you avoid a big tear-jerking scene.
Good question.
If you want to date other people, say so. Be prepared for the boy to feel hurt and rejected. Even if you've gone together for only a short time and haven't been too serious, there's still a feeling of rejection when someone says she prefers a company of others to your exclusive company. But if you're honest and direct and avoid making a flowery emotional speech when you break the news, the boy will respect you for your kindness. And honestly, he'll appreciate the kind, straightforward manner in which you told him your decision. Unless he's a real jerk or a crybaby, you'll make friends.
Oh, yeah.
That last one was pretty aggressive, Corey.
Yeah, that was a huge song for like a month.
What are we doing? Really?
What are we doing? We're going through the whole alphabet.
This is the first song that I've known.
No. Not the boys, no. Boys.
No.
This is all time.
You guys show me this song.
There's P.
Well done.
Oh, this might actually be right. Did I get this one right?
Nope.
What?
Go.
Yeah, rock your boys.
Well done.
Show me them boobies.
Did I get R right?
No. The green plastic
watering. Who's this?
Radiohead.
We are screwed.
Oh, it's over. Their hits are so good. Oh, my. And a fake plastic
girl. Oh, Max, you know this one.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Robert Osborne.
Oh, hey, Robert.
We're Robo. Fabulous Armadillos will change their set list for tomorrow night at Pioneer Place. What would you want to be if it was A to Z and it was up to you? This is horny.
Yeah. Zach, your thoughts on this song?
Usher.
The song.
Yeah.
Brings you right back to middle school dances.
Actually, though.
No.
Yeah!
There was a time when this song was being played on every single radio station.
Yeah. Who the hell is this? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This is Can't Fight the Weezer.
Oh.
Oh, Marty's
here. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, their only good album.
Who's this?
Weezer.
Oh.
My name is Beezer.
My name is Beezer. Man, there are not a lot of good options for X.
I can't see there being a lot.
I gave a name to
X. X Ambassadors, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bitch. Oh, great song.
Who's this? Renegades, that's the best we can do.
Hey.
Oh, there he goes again.
Zekko!
Do that again, Zach.
Hey.
Now let's have Zach 2 do it. It's your best bet, Hog. I love it. This song fails.
Hey, Daddy. Oh, my God.
What?
Dude.
This is the one?
This is the one.
Oh, yeah. This song kicks ass. All right, I got one.
You got one. It's unbelievable.
This song is such a banger.
Oh, yeah.
Try singing it.
No, why would I sing it when we would make Zach do it?
This song start with Do Yourself.
Move Yourself.
Oh.
It's not Do Yourself.
This is such a good song.
You always live your life, never thinking of the future.
This song wails.
Yeah, it's great.
You are the move you make.
Go on.
One.
You don't do any ZZ?
There aren't a lot of options for why, though, either, right?
Yeah,
but still.
Wow.
That was just...
We went, well, who cares?
Yeah. Proud, yeah, I'm proud.
Thanks, Daddy.
Artist okay. A to Z, if you were the lead singer or the decision maker of the Fabulous Armadillos, tweet at Chris Hockey your A to Z set list. So you guys do 26 songs.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. God dang.
Yeah. Yep.
Give us a couple of highlights. Don't wreck the whole thing. I'm sure that's half the fun is the reveal. But well, I saw on Twitter you do a Shania Twain song,
yeah,
correct?
That's, really? Yeah, we do. From this moment on.
Oh, great.
And that's,
point.
And that's considered S
that
or T.
That is considered S.
That's an S. Mm-hmm. So we're doing it how I did it. First name, however,
of the singer.
Yep.
First name, not last name.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So that's a fun one, man. That's one I've always wanted to do, and Cassandra kicks the butt on that. Great.
Did you do any Seeger?
Not this time, nope.
You have, though, right?
Sure, yeah. And I'm sure we will again, yeah.
Bob Seeger wails.
All time.
Yeah! Oh, thanks, Marnie loves it. Yeah.
Did you think about doing fake plastic trees by Radiohead?
No, but I'm not sure how many people in the audience would know it, but I'd love it. I will probably
You'd be good at it.
Well, thank you. I don't know, but I probably will do it in some solo shows coming up. But yeah.
Solo.
What?
Solo.
That was Front Page Sports.
Yeah.
It was A to Z.
It was. I'll play this for you.
Time now for Front Page Sports, presented by Holiday Station Stores.
You, Holiday Station Stores.
Well, how about Christopher? Last night, you had the Boston Celtics, and they won by 16 points.
How about it? I am.
And you won some money from Sauce.
I'm a basketball aficionado. No, he didn't have money.
I didn't bet it.
I thought you did.
Nope,
no, I didn't.
Me and you, buddy.
Just the two of you.
I paid you, Daddy.
And you tried to give me more yesterday, and I didn't take it. She can't get to six, or to five, I mean.
Yeah, something's up with the elevator.
No, yeah, it was hurting.
Hmm.
The elevator was.
Hey, Zach, hold on. Zach, do you want to go get her?
God, Zach, how long are you going to talk?
I don't know if that's talk.
Good.
Brilliant.
That hurt.
Sorry, Daddy.
Well, you do have to do the bit where the beginning of that sentence, you have to be not 100% sure you were just listening. Like, so for example, Lightning Ranger, Zach, or what?
Hold on.
So Lightning Ranger, Zach, game five, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean,
Zach, were you listening?
Lightning in sky.
Yeah, baby.
In sky.
Hey, Zach, will you make a 7th Avenue pizza?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to turn your mic on, Zach. Well said.
Thank you.
Zach, do your impression of how you got sick. That's pretty spot on.
The Celtics take a 2-1 series lead over the Warriors. The Twins beat the Yankees. Sauce was there. It was 8-1.
It was sweet, man. It was Chris Archer probably pitched his best game. He went five, only gave up one run. Then an opportunity to get out of that inning with a double play. They didn't, but they, it all worked out. They look confident. It was fun to see. Buxton looks great. Having Buxton hit one and Correa hit two, they scored four runs between them. It was a beautiful night at Target Field. But they get Garrett Cole tonight, who's incredible. And the Twins counter with Ted Bundy's son.
Okay. The Rams signed wide receiver Cooper Kupp to a 3-year, $80 million contract extension that includes $75 million guaranteed. So it's worth $110 million over the 5 years of the deal.
Can I ask a question that I'm sure there's an answer to? I just like asking it.
Do they have a salary cap?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. The players that they've signed.
I get it. Don't understand.
They gave what's-his-face, Bobby Wagner, a $50 million deal. And obviously, they all are under the cap, but it just looks like they're playing Madden with no salary cap, which is the only way to play.
That's absolutely.
The, only the salary cap sucks.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst part about it. And then unfair trades.
Oh, yeah. You got to turn the trade negotiations off.
Yes, absolutely. Shea Connie or whatever his name is, sits on my bench in MLB The Show. That's how stacked my team.
Shut up.
Certainly
not. Yeah, it's a video game.
Steal the show.
Right. Steal the shit.
Why?
Hey, why is Colin carrying around a jug of piss?
I don't know.
What is that? Well, we were talking about all those things that women sell last time.
Oh, yeah. Carly has a new business venture.
She's an entrepreneur. Yeah.
So do you remember last time you were in, we were talking about selling boob sweat?
Yeah.
Remember that bit?
Yeah.
I got to be very careful with this.
Okay.
Somebody on Twitter, somebody on Twitter said, why would you call it boob sweat when you could call it humidity? How do I do this?
Oh.
See, don't look at me.
Can I see it?
No.
No. Okay.
Humidity. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Humidity. Correct.
Yeah.
And I said that's really? A more clever name. Anyway, what the hell is that? Is that like Slimer's urine?
That's celery juice and lemon and a ginger.
And a couple shots of vodka.
Drink up.
And a half bottle of Northwood.
It's good
Did
for
you lose a bet?
No, it's yummy.
That looks disgusting.
I'll give it a taste.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, tell me again what's in it.
Celery juice. Well, so I have a juicer. So I juice, especially when Jason's home.
Tio?
Celery juice. Lemon, ginger.
There's some salt in there. It tastes a little salty to me. But
that's definitely not salt.
Through the door.
I'm sorry, Jason had a little something for you this morning.
Oh, my God, your mic's on.
Name what's in it again, then I'll be able to.
Celery, lemon, and a little bit of ginger. It's lemon.
It's the tart, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
That'd be a good
one. But it's really good for you.
Is it?
A good mixer. Yeah, it's really good for you to start your day on an empty stomach with some celery juice.
Is that right? That's disgusting. I've had zero celery in my entire life.
What? It's really good. I make good juice.
And even when you were a kid, you didn't have ants on a log? That
not
was
once.
The best.
Oh, slam. Can I taste your juice?
Yep.
Oh, your mic's on.
I get you more juice.
You can have all my juice.
Okay.
Do not put that banana near me.
Carly, when we come back, have you heard the tease? Have you heard what we're going to hear? Yeah. Chris, when he's 22 years old, wrote a super, super, it sounds like surfacey, horny song that he claims he's just endlessly embarrassed by. He says, we're going to hate the song, but you're not going to believe how horny he was at 22.
I actually told everybody last night at backstage, I think Tommy might like it.
100,000
This is going to be the car jam, like on the way at the pump up.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm right.
Can I do, since I'm doing impressions this morning, can I do an impression of what I think Tommers is going to do?
Yep.
Is that okay with you, Tommers?
Of course. Go ahead.
Dude. Ha! Dude.
Wait, that's late.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm serious. Dude. I'm serious.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
I love it.
Hogsy, I'm not even kidding.
Okay, that's even better.
Best song I've ever heard.
Thank you, Bernie. I love you.
Carly, have you heard Hawk's impression of Zach?
Mm-mm.
Maybe you'll do it when we come back.
Okay. Good.
Can I do my impression of Tommy hearing this song for the first time? Hawk, can I tell you what? Not bad.
That's brilliant.
It's a banger.
That's spot on.
Not bad. Not bad.
Zach, your thoughts.
Zach, were you listening? We were asking you your opinion on that. Chris's unbelievably horny 22-year-old song right after this Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Fan.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. It is almost 6:19 on 6-9 day. Why is it not a, why don't we make this our own,
National Zach Halverson Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who put this on?
I did.
This is one of the all-time.
All-time.
Yeah. I was in the O's and I just did play.
Yeah.
Sure were.
Gotta love that Outcast.
Max is, at the, grabbing off the printer.
Oh, no.
The lyrics to the song.
Oh, it's the reveal.
No. I'm about to. Max.
I'm not gonna read them until I hear the song start.
Same.
Good idea, Sauce.
Yeah.
Blind draw.
Yeah, it's like watching the lyrics video on YouTube.
Zach, are you with me back there?
Yep.
Okay,
good. Yeah, baby.
You'll get a copy.
Yeah,
baby.
It's kind of turned into drunk Stallone.
Did you accidentally already read some of it?
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
I know. No, you should laugh.
I have to.
All right, and let me go ahead and set the scene for you once again, okay? So I was in the band Rise. We were offered an opportunity to go on the road with a real band. We had a real shot. This band, Gorky Park, was a Russian metal band that came over to the United States, and they had a hit with this song. And we were offered the West Coast tour. And two of the guys in Rise say, well, I can't do that. I got a job. And I'm like, well, why am I in this damn band then?
So, right. What's the point?
What's the point? So I quit, and Black Hawk Entertainment, I know, Zach.
Black
Hawk.
Hawk Entertainment.
I was like, wow, I started a record label before I was even born.
Brilliant.
Said, if you stay with us, we'll put a band around you. So they did. Steve Rodriguez, great guy. Rick Jones, great guy. And Lil Ray, the drummer, just great people. And we did nothing. We were all obsessed with, quote unquote, making it, right?
Yeah,
which is good.
We did nothing. We would go to work the day and night. We would go to the practice space and just write. And so we did. And it was the first time ever I was given complete control, right? I had written songs before, but I was feeling pretty good about myself. I mean, I had this entire management company who built a band around me, right? So I just went for it. And there are moments on this cassette that I'm like, okay, well, I can see where I was learning how to do it. You know, you're putting things, but there are other moments where I'm like, boy, you're an idiot. You are a grade A moron. Oh. You were a danger to society, obviously. I remember, and this will tell you everything you need to know, and this is 1993. I'm 22 years old. And one of the guys in the band, I think it was Steve, said, dude, you're so horny. Like, can we trust you around our girlfriends?
Oh, no.
And God, I said to him, well, tell him not to flirt with me. God. I was a bad.
How often
bad
were you man. Feeding the geese back in the day?
I didn't have to.
Yeah, he didn't.
Oh, God, that's the dream.
Oh. No, it wasn't nice. That.
You made it.
It wasn't that I was good looking. The great thing about being in a band in California, and at that time at least, is if you might make it, you were treated like you'd already made it. Right. So anyway, as you can tell, I was feeling pretty good about myself. So we signed this record deal with this record label, and they hired this guy Ed to be the producer and the engineer. And I played this for my guy Tom Pickard. You guys know Tom Pickard as sound engineer. I played this for him last night. And he goes, Tom, I got to tell you, I think the engineer, I don't think he ever mastered this. And he looked at me. He goes, I don't think he ever mixed it. Okay.
And that means
that means he just recorded it all, and it's a giant glob of sound. It's not just, though, that the sound is bad. The song is not good. Mm-hmm. It is called The Grind.
Oh, let's just start there.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you're right. Grind. So what I would like to do is, you guys can tell me to stop at any point you would like, okay? And I apologize to any ears out there that are young, because there's one line in particular that I say multiple times that's pretty damn dirty. But there are no curse words. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, The Grind.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the guitar's out.
I am Iron Man.
I know. Ed was, the engineer, was so gacked out.
On coke?
I didn't know that he was in the room when we were recording this.
It is Iron Man.
All right, here we go. It turns away from Iron Man pretty quickly.
Oh, no. Well,
I said, baby, baby, baby.
Oh, my God. You need to be put down.
California lady. Nature's been kind.
Baby, baby, baby. What does that mean?
You got big old boobies.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Ew.
I read the next line. I'm uncomfortable.
I said, baby, 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 what's your sign? California lady, nature's been kind. Baby, 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 you look so fine. She said, stop.
All together now.
Let's do the grind.
We stopped everything.
Yeah. Nah, nature's been kind. I'm going to steal that one.
Thank you.
Nature's been kind.
I am your spirit animal.
Yeah, you're my horny Yoda. As we
well played. That's the quote of the year, 100%. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, the chorus.
Oh, I'm
sweating.
I haven't even looked yet.
Oh, yeah, I skipped ahead, too. I couldn't help.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
I haven't skipped ahead.
Oh my god.
You're not kidding about the mixing or mastering.
That's terrible.
That is terrible. That's white noise.
There's no bass guitar of any kind.
Nope.
That
guy got paid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
He meat sauced.
He was so gacked out.
Is he still getting mailbox money for this?
Hogsley, the scream sounded...
Thank you.
Pretty good.
Well, and here's the thing.
Hot ass Randy.
Not bad. But the
scream was good.
Here's the thing. Wait till you hear what I do at the end of the song.
Oh, God.
And also, no.
I need an adult.
This is way before there's any pitch correction, obviously. So this is all one take, right?
Oh,
I was singing on an SM57 because Ed was so gacked out that he just wanted to get it over with.
What the hell did Ed have the rest of the day?
Yeah, Ed.
Who the hell is Ed?
Well, he clearly is in high demand.
Ed's unemployable.
I wonder if he's still alive.
Not to be critical, it sounds like you're recording on just like a tape recorder.
I know.
Like you press.
It would
100%.
I know. Yeah,
Carly, that would have sounded better, honestly.
So okay. Cruising through the meat market on Sunset Avenue, scoping out the fine young ladies, things I'd like to do.
You're a predator.
Wait. Things I'd like to do.
You know who else drove around listening to this song in the 80s in L.A.? The Night Stalker. This is the Night Stalker's theme song.
He was a good guy.
Oh, Lord. Scoping
out the fine young ladies.
Here's what I remember. I couldn't think of a word that rhymed with boulevard. So I changed Sunset Boulevard to Sunset Avenue. That's how dumb I was. Back at it. Here we go. Feel the tension building as I see across the room.
Intoxicated by her fume. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the Night Stalker walked out to his court hearing, too.
I don't know if any gals like... super turned on by, man, am I intoxicated by your fumes?
Sorry,
I have fumes.
Once in a while.
Sounds like I'm huffing or farting.
Exactly.
Your dad's favorite song. Can we hear the chorus?
Here it comes.
I haven't looked yet.
This is the chorus.
My God.
This is the chorus.
Oh, my God.
I apologize.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Since I've skipped ahead and read the lyrics, this isn't... There's no metaphor here. There's no poetry.
Oh my
this
heavens.
Is just straight to the point.
All right. Oh, man.
I
haven't looked yet. I haven't looked.
Don't.
Two pages?
Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, who's dirted 44?
We haven't even hit the chorus yet. The chorus is right now. Are you ready? Here we go.
Hockey!
You've got to take me home or take me from behind.
On Sunset Avenue?
For real. Right in the meat market? Yeah, turn her into the meat market.
Hey, look, lady. First of all, nature's blessed you. Nature's been super kind, but look, you got two choices. I'm sitting over here intoxicated by your fumes. I've been huffing your farts for an hour. You have two choices. Choice A, you and I go home. Choice B, I take you from behind. What do you want?
Corey, there is no option C.
Corey, I don't want to argue with your interpretation of the lyrics because everybody has their own, interpretation, but it says she said this. So yeah. She said, hey, take me home or just right in the middle of Sunset Avenue.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the twist. I wonder if at some point Chris is going to say, why not do both?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't left the bridge.
What was going to happen if you took her home?
This is her taking charge. She's taking charge.
Yeah, she is.
Well, it's because he's about to open for Gorky Park. You get whatever you want when your Gorky Park's open.
Perfumes, guys.
Is this the 80s version of Netflix and chill? What is this?
Oh, and the tension's been building.
I like the deep meaning here.
Take me from behind.
She goes from her fumes to take me from behind. So that's probably, oh, wow.
What if the M. Night Shyamalan twist is, she says to him, you think it's called Sunset Avenue? What are you, an idiot? And then she walks away. That would be fun.
Did you ever make a music video to this?
Oh, my heavens.
Strangely, no.
No, we should.
Yeah. We should. Why is there not one? Create it.
Will you be the lady in the meat market?
No, I'm going to produce and direct.
Can Chris be intoxicated by your fumes?
Yes. Yeah. Sauce is going to be.
Can I sell your fumes on the internet?
Sauce is going to be the lady.
Yeah, I'm in.
Keep drinking more celery juice and let's see what your fumes.
What is that, like Pepe Le Pew?
That's what I was picturing. I'm glad you get my muse. That's exactly what I was picturing.
Pepe Le Pew is basically Bill Cosby in cartoon form.
Yeah, it sounds like I was too.
All right.
Bring it. On.
I like it.
Do you? Oh.
Verse number two.
Oh my
heavens. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's great. That's a great line. All jokes aside, tantalizing tongue.
The next line can be used in court. That's how bad the next line is.
If you guys couldn't hear that out there in Radio Land, it was she gets the party started with a tantalizing tongue.
Yeah, such anticipation for the night which was
just
to come.
Wait for the next.
She gets
line.
The party started with a tantalizing.
I needed a
tongue.
Break before the next line.
I'm not kidding you. I need a smoke.
Right. I might need a lawyer.
Yeah. Because when you call my dad, this is his ringtone.
Yeah, this next line's about your dad.
Oh, God.
And I would like to point out again, she was in the chorus the initiator.
Oh, yeah.
No,
this is consensual.
Yeah, for this, sure. This feels she's into this.
She loves it.
She loves this.
Stop it there. So good. Let's go back.
Lord.
She got the party started with a tantalizing tongue, right? The next line, there's teeth marks on your skin.
Yeah.
What went wrong?
Yeah. You remember, dental
the
record.
Rake. The rake. We're back to the rake. Full story. See, full circle.
Yeah.
From the last time you were on. This is going to be some kind of sin. Well, yeah.
White lace on the bedroom floor. Teeth marks on my skin.
You might still be wanted in California.
Let's do the grind.
And just think about it. For all of you out there that are like, man, I have trouble with the ladies. Like, it just isn't working. Things are happening.
Join a band.
Hockey got laid because of this song.
You know there were girls out in the audience just actually grinding.
This song went over great.
Screaming. This
Did it really?
Oh, yeah.
Was this when you were in Rise?
Dear God.
Dear God.
All right. I'm only going to play the rest of it because I want you to hear the scream. Because apparently Tommy liked it, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, you hit the note. Not bad.
That's pretty high. Okay, guitar solo. All right, here we go. You ready? Here comes Tommy.
Yeah.
feel like the scream might be a metaphor for an orgasm.
Was that a roar? I thought you were like roaring.
It sounded like a murder scene.
I thought it was just the horniness escaping your body.
Yeah.
I think it was her running out of the room.
Yeah.
It sounds like when Jason Bateman's getting tortured in Ozark in the bottom of the night.
Yes, correct.
It sounds like when Jason Bateman's turning into a werewolf.
Holy.
Wow.
Well, now I need a smoke.
Oh. Would you?
If I'm ever single again, and let's just be honest, it's almost inevitable.
Yeah, full time.
Right, she'll wake up at some point. But I'm going to go up to a gal at a bar at some point and go, "What's your sign? Nature's been kind. You look so fine. Let's do the grind."
And then Beavis screech
and then
that
just
line.
Scream. Yeah, right, yeah. And if she's like, "Excuse you," I'm going to go, "I almost opened for Gorky Park." And then I'm going to find wife number two.
Here's the thing, Corey. It's all about who's doing the asking. If Lieber walks up to a lady and says that.
100%.
Oh, yeah, no brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, "Oh, that's the most romantic thing I've ever heard."
Right. "I'll be your meat market."
Right, yeah.
If I walk up to a lady and say that, I'm walking out in handcuffs.
Or maced.
Intoxicated by her fumes.
If I match with anyone on Bumble or Tinder today, I'm only sending them these lyrics.
Yeah. It's going to work.
I mean, you're trying to be a little secretive saying the grind. You know, it's like you didn't say let's have sex. Said the grind.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I was real laid back.
Not right. Super vague. Yeah. Not to the point. I see.
Yep. Take me from behind.
Yeah, right.
A lot of mystery there. A lot of mystery.
You're very classy, Hawk.
Thanks. I tried to be.
Can we remix that? I feel like we should remix that and do it justice.
I honestly thought about having Alex Keel re-record this and the distance and waiting and watching.
Please.
And put a really good shine on him.
Whoa. Taylor Swift.
And then re-release it.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift took her catalog back and owned it, right? This is my material.
You know
material.
What? I still own this.
Of course.
Nobody ever bought this.
Record it, make a little movie out of it.
The
Boom.
Grind, Chris's version.
Yeah, so good.
Featuring.
Have a whole remix album.
I just want
the Grind remix by Diplo.
Yeah, right.
Featuring Pitbull.
Yeah, great bit.
All right. There you go, guys.
Oh, wow. Man. I am so horny.
You thought I was horny now. Imagine at 22 years old.
Holy hell.
I was a walking erection.
Good for you, Hogs.
Thanks, buddy. All right. We better go to break.
The grind.
The grind.
Sports is next with What Really Matters after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
Short segment. Because the grind breakdown. This is from the same record.
Oh, no. This is good.
Yeah, no.
This man. Is,
what's this one called?
This is called Generation X, the Angry Generation.
Oh, it's got a subtitle.
Yeah. Well, I was a deep, deep thinker.
During the break, by the way, Tommy said this is what their first dance is going to be.
Yeah, correct.
Their first dance for the wedding. That'll will be yeah,
and
well,
don't
now,
mix it. They
the
want
bride.
The
yeah.
The original.
Get the band back together to come play it for you.
So 21 minutes ago, 21 minutes ago on Twitter, KFAN tweeted out, Chris Hockey says that this is the horniest song he's ever written, but the O in horniest is bleeped out with a star.
Really?
Who is that edited for? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a 12-year-old that's following us on Twitter, are you not... Can you not guess what that letter is? Why wouldn't you just put the O in there?
Did they read the lyrics?
I assume AJ edited it by blocking out the O. This is the easiest Wheel of Fortune puzzle of all time. That's an O.
Sophia texted me. She said, "Why did they say hernias?"
Right.
She wanted to know what hernias means.
Yeah, because I had a hernia trying to get it.
Jesus.
The grind.
That was hernias.
What word or letter can that be?
Can we say horniest on the radio?
Of course we can. Yeah. We just said horniest.
We talked about getting taken from...
Well, we just can't say it on the internet. Okay, I get it.
What is that?
Hockey.
What is
your Virginia license?
When did you belong to Virginia?
Yeah. I lived in Virginia for 3 years.
You belong to Virginia?
Yeah, I said that wrong.
How old are you there, Hogstown?
Let's see. In that picture, 20.
Oh,
I think.
That guy was so...
Just...
That guy looks
look
like...
Look at his hair.
You should be a backup in like All the Right Moves in the movie. That's just playing ball back in
the corner. That guy was not horny. He was H blank.
R-N-Y. Yeah.
That guy was H blank per Harney? Blank.
You live... No, not Harney.
Oh.
Not an A. It's not an A.
You have a nice apartment.
Guess, though.
Did you look up the...
Dude, it was a nice place. It was right on the beach.
Isn't that where you saw Dave?
Yeah.
Like this, think about it. This guy right here.
Oh, wow.
In these shorts, that guy stood on the stage and watched the Dave Matthews band.
Yeah, and I'm shocked they didn't
win. Judged them.
And judged them very poorly.
Yeah, because you're just having so much sex. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No. S blank X.
Yeah. Settle down.
You figure it out.
Settle down.
Let's do what really matters. I do scores and stats, and then Chris changes your life with something else.
I've already tried to change your life this morning.
And yeah, you did.
You changed.
It is changed.
Thank you.
All right, this is, I don't know if we have time for this, but man, this is scary. Have you guys followed this boxer story?
Yeah.
Holy cow. What country was this from? Do you guys remember? Max, do you remember?
Have you seen it where he's boxing somebody?
I actually saw the video before the news came out, and as soon as I saw the video, I'm like, "That's not good." I saw people laughing and making fun of it. I'm like, "Guys, that's really not what happened."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. About three or so days ago, a video went viral. These two guys are boxing in some foreign country. We'll find out exactly which country it is.
South Africa,
and one guy punches a guy, and the guy goes through the ropes. Right where it's one of those. Kind of falls backwards and falls through the bottom two ropes. But the guy that was throwing the punch, not the guy that got punched through the ropes, the guy that was throwing the punch then backs up. And the other boxer gets back on his feet. And the referee's kind of resetting the two of them now that the guy is back up onto his feet. But while the guy is getting back up onto his feet, the guy who threw the punch all of a sudden gets a little, it appears, gets disoriented. He's looking at the referee like, that's the guy I'm supposed to box. So he starts squaring up with the referee, and then the referee gets out of the way, and he starts throwing punches to no one. And he starts working his way towards a corner. He's boxing a ghost.
Yeah.
He is completely lost.
He's not in there anymore.
Yeah.
So they stop the fight like, whoa, what's going on? That dude ends up falling into a coma. Yesterday he died.
Yeah.
What?
So what a bizarre... Yeah, Sauce got the video over there. You can find the video very easily on the internet. It's terrifying because you don't even really see what causes his delusion, right? But all of a sudden, it just the lights go out and he's boxing no one.
And then goes into a coma.
And then fell into a coma and then died yesterday.
Yeah, terrifying.
He's 24 years old. So at some point, I assume, there was a punch in the fight that just hit him wrong. And eventually, something clicked.
Yeah, it could have been accumulation, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was a brain bleed.
Was this the start of the fight, or had he been hit by this? Like, had he been hit before? Days prior, but. And, like,
right. Don't know what round it was.
The other guy goes down, and then the guy who ends up shadow boxing in the corner, the only hit you really see in the video is he kind of gets hit in the chin a little.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like Max just said, it may have been a lifelong accumulation or an in-match accumulation. No idea, but what a sad story.
He only had five career bouts and had just debuted in 2019.
So crazy.
It could be a million
It could happen just like that. That's why they say you don't play boxing.
No, and again, how about credit to the official? Like, again, it's not like there's anything that could have been done, but he... Within 3 seconds, like, no, this fight is over. Like, it wasn't, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
It was, something is dramatically wrong. Yeah. The fight is over. Let's stop this. This is serious. And honestly, with how confused the guy was, the official's pretty lucky he just didn't unload on him. Because for a second, he thinks, you're the guy I'm boxing.
Yeah, he kind of follows him. He stalked him for a second.
Like, you're next.
You can see the second, like, where everything... disappears. You know what I mean? Like, you can just, and the guy
it looks like sad. It looks like a glitch. Terrible. It's sad. Yeah. It's
24, man.
24 years old.
Horrible.
So that does really matter. But what really matters is also this. That's depressing. Why did I bring that up? It's unbelievable. It's really a terrifying video. Yeah,
it happens every year in boxing.
Does it really?
Yeah. Think about like 13 boxers die a year or something like that.
I actually saw
just within the last 2 years, I've seen two different guys. I mean, obviously they weren't pronounced dead on TV, but they died in fights that I saw on TV.
Wow.
Wow.
While sound canned disrupt your sleep. Scent cannot. You can't rely on your sense of smell to wake you up in the event of a fire. So you'll never smell the smoke and wake up. Apparently your smeller doesn't work when you're sleeping.
But what about like at the cabin when you smell breakfast?
Well played. I mean, it's a great point. I'm with you. Dude, I'm with you.
Facts are facts.
I think the point is the second you smell breakfast when you're awake, it's I'm getting my ass out of bed because it's bacon time.
That's science.
But it doesn't wake you up. It just gets you out of bed fast.
Yeah. Your erection wakes you up.
Oh, go on.
Turn on the grind.
Have any of you or all of you seen the new girlfriend of Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Look this up. Immediately. Her name at birth was Charlotte. She now goes by Blue of Earth. B-L-U, Blue of Earth. She classifies herself as a witch and a medicine woman.
You're kidding me. That's
not true. I am not kidding.
Nope.
Where'd you find this story?
It's all over the internet.
Really?
He definitely has a type. Like, face-wise.
Yeah.
A lot of his gals end up kind of looking like that.
Well, we got to go to break. I'm going to check this out. We'll
she's talk a about witch. Come back. She's a medicine woman, and she apparently doesn't mind doing a little underboob.
What is? Does she have a scent that I can catch from across the room?
Oh, wow. She smells like crazy. Yeah, Blue of Earth is her name.
All right.
Oh, boy. More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan. The Fan.